On this episode of the Rose Chat Podcast, Teresa Byington discovers that she's in very good company in the garden. It's another installment from our Voices from the Garden series.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
In the world of gardening, I often find myself in such good company, don't you? Sharing the love of gardening is a great bonding experience. It should not surprise us. In Genesis 2, we read that the Lord God planted a garden in the east of Eden, and there he put man and woman to tend it. Are we in good company? Absolutely. There are people in my world today that inspire me, but there are also those who lived long before me that inspire me too. One such person is George Follett Harrison, an American lawyer and amateur rose hybridizer, who in the 1830s created a rose in his Manhattan garden that became known as Harrison's Yellow. Now, our relationship with Harrison's Yellow began in 1986 when a friend in Tennessee gave my husband a cutting of a rose that had passed through their family for generations. They didn't know the name of this rose, but I launched into an investigation to find the name of our new rose. It took this tiny cutting a year or so to become something of notice. But it gets noticed now. This large rambling rose is often the first rose to bloom in our garden, and it makes a bright, sunny display. This is very important to us. After a long Midwest winter, it is a very welcome sight. Harrison's Yellow is also known as the Oregon Trail Rose. And this beauty was lovingly taken by pioneer women across the wilderness to their new homes in the West. They packed these little cuttings away with other valuables. They stowed them in buckets. They rooted them in potatoes. They even took them in teacups. I'm sure that more than one pioneer husband said, "Really? We have to find a place for that?" But they were successful. They persevered. Harrison Yellow can be found all along the Oregon Trail. Don't you just love the pioneer spirit? I'm sure with these women, I would find myself in such good company. Our relationship with Mr. Harrison and his rose doesn't end with the planting in our garden. While visiting New York City a few years ago, I was encouraged by my friend Stephen Scaniello, president of the Heritage Rose Foundation, to visit a courtyard garden and cemetery at the Church of the Intercession. As my daughter and I strolled through the picturesque cemetery, we passed through enchanting iron gates and by lovely statues, flowers, and yes, roses. And then we came upon what Stephen had sent us there to find, the gravestone of Mr. Harrison. As I stood in front of the gravestone, I felt as though I was visiting a member of my family. We have history together. The gravestone says he was a gentleman, and I love that. Yes, just as it was in the first garden, we can find ourselves in the very best company. And I say we pick up that challenge to be the very best company for others.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.